This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. He defied a subpoena from Congress. Now longtime Trump ally Steve Bannon should be held in contempt of Congress, says the House committee investigating the January 6th Capitol insurrection. Committee Chairman Benny Thompson.
Mr. Bannon will comply with our investigation or he will face the consequences.
The AP's Mike Gracia.
Representative Liz Cheney, the committee's vice chair, had a message for fellow Republicans.
Almost every one of my colleagues knows in your hearts that what happened on January 6th was profoundly wrong.
But following former President Donald Trump's lead, most congressional Republicans opposed the committee's investigation. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The full House will vote on the committee's contempt recommendation on Thursday. If the House approves it, the Justice Department would decide whether to pursue criminal charges against Steve Bannon. Nicholas Cruz is scheduled to plead guilty to 17 counts of first-degree murder today for the 2018 shooting massacre at a Florida high school. A new AP investigation on how law enforcement officers have treated some children. Children as young as six have been handcuffed, taken down by stun guns, and pinned to the ground. The AP finds the police departments nationwide have few or no guardrails to prevent that. Negotiations are now moving into day four as authorities try to win the release of 17 members of a U.S.-based missionary group kidnapped over the weekend in Haiti by a gang that's demanding $1 million ransom per person. The group includes five children whose ages range from 8 months to 15 years. But a top Haitian official says authorities are not clear on whether the ransom amount includes them. The Olympic flame arrived in Beijing this morning as critics call for a boycott of the February Winter Games. This is AP News. A Navy report finds major failures in a fire that destroyed a ship.
The report calls the fire preventable and unacceptable. An arson fire last year in San Diego burned for 5 days and destroyed the USS Bonhomme Richard.
And it sustained damage. The forward mast has collapsed. And the ship is listing.
The report, obtained by the AP, lists 36 officers and sailors whose failings either directly led to the ship's loss or contributed to it. The report says an act of arson started the fire, but the ship was lost because of an inability to extinguish the fire. The report describes a ship in disarray. It spreads blame across a wide range of ranks and responsibilities, including the now-retired 3-star admiral who headed Naval Surface Force Pacific Fleet, Vice Admiral Richard Brown. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Stocks were up yesterday. The Dow gained 198 points. The S&P up 33. The Nasdaq up 107. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.